The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I hope that you were in on our first hour from 6 to 7, and then, of course, now from 7 to 8. And gosh, what a great show, wasn't it?
To get into the Christmas spirit, some people might say, well, but it's not if you're looking at a tree.
No.
You have to make plans. And that is a great way.
Isn't that a great? I know. In fact, I want to share again with everybody that we actually have some giveaways, and we do have a Christmas tree, and we've got a couple wreaths, and so stay with us all the way through the show because we're going to be doing that. We're going to be giving away some great stuff, and it's delivered to your home, the Christmas tree. And of course, the wreaths you probably can pick up here. So definitely. All right. If you're just waking up and starting your day with a positive way, I hope that you are. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. And we talk about the brighter side of the 805 and in life in the 805. And Tom, how you doing?
Everything's good. Great first hour. Ready for hour number two.
There you go. And of course, I do want to remind everybody to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There's more chances to win. I do want to remind everybody that we are here from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And all of our shows are on our iTunes, and you can download all our shows there. Also, we have a newsletter that goes out every single week with my blog and kind of a little bit about all the guests that we have on. And you could just link to all of their websites. So definitely, if you haven't already got on our mailing list, definitely call in. Also, I do want to remind everybody of our phone number here to call in, and that is 805-419-0008. And Tom, you want to talk about all of our giveaways?
So many nice prizes. How about if we start off with, now this runs through December 6th, the Adams Family at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. We also have the Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair. Get into the spirit December 5th. Tickets for that. Then Wynonna Judd and the Big Noise Christmas, along with very, very funny Craig Ferguson on the 12th of December. A whole bunch of restaurants, Famous Dave's, Paul Martin's, Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We have Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Veggie Grill too. Along with that, the Midtown Cafe, Urban Cafe, and Pete's Breakfast House. All of those to give away on the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. Also, to add to that, I'm actually throwing in a hair therapy. That is a $75 value. And you are able to come in to me. We'll talk about kind of what your looks, what you need. And my famous saying that I always say to everybody is, if you look good, you feel good, you do good. And so definitely that's going to be one of our giveaways. And of course, bringing home Christmas, Dan Borgstrom was just in here on our earlier show, and we've got a Christmas tree and a couple wreaths, and we'd love to get those in your hands. So again, write this phone number down, 419-0008. 419-0008. And let's start off right now with some Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. And we'll start right there. I know we have our first guest on, and let me just tell you a little bit about our day today, our morning that we're going to be talking with Howard Rosenthal. We're going to be talking about his book, Wheel of Fortune Collectible Cookbook. And then we're going to be talking with Daniel Patrick Smith, who will be performing in Elf at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. And then lastly, we're going to talk about talking with Chad Atkins from PawWorks. And so I'm really excited to talk to all these amazing people out here. They're all doing things that are so passionate to them. And of course, Chad just walked in. How are you, Chad?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. All right. And Chad, I know you're busy with PawWorks. I can't believe how fast it's growing, huh?
Yes.
I know. So we're excited to talk with you. I do want to just do a little thank you to Assisted one of our nice sponsors out there and advertisers. We had Spytastic last week, and oh my God, it was amazing over at the Movie Co. And so great turnout. And also, of course, Rubicon, one of my another sponsors. My Fair Lady was a great venue. So again, let's start off with our first guest, Howard Rosenthal. Are you there?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Always fun to be here.
Well, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit, for any of our listeners that maybe haven't heard you before, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I'm Howard from the Mr. Food Test Kitchen, and the Mr. Food Test Kitchen has been around for about 30 years. We're a nationally syndicated TV show. We have a website, MrFood.com. And really our big goal is to create quick and easy recipes. We call them doable recipes, so you can get dinner on the table any night of the week.
I love it. You always have really great books and so colorful and so filled with lots of great stuff here. And, of course, you always have, some different stars that are kind of related to, the recipes, correct?
Right. So this book's a little different than ones we've done in the past. What we've actually done, we've teamed up with everyone's favorite game show, Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
And it's hard to say that without almost doing the Wheel of Fortune chant.
Yeah, I was going to say in the wave, right?
That's right. And, you know, whether you remember it from many years ago, and it's, believe it or not, it is still the most.
I have to tell you, I'm leaving to go to Vegas, and I have to say that's still one of my favorite games to play, Wheel of Fortune. Yes, I'm telling you. I'm like, I got to spin. I can't wait. So
that's right. People are bitten by the wheel bug. So what we did is we really wanted to weave the show and the reader of this book through the cookbook in a way that's never been done before, through food. Because if you've watched the show, you've seen Vanna bring in maybe some fruits and vegetables from her garden to share with Pat. As they travel around the country, they're always eating this or that when they're on location in Hawaii or New York or Philadelphia, and they are talking about food quite a bit. And on top of that, if you watch, there's often puzzle boards. The categories are food and drink in the kitchen. So what we did is we created a book around that, as well as we held a viewer recipe contest where viewers from all across the country could enter their recipes. We put the best of the best in the cookbook as well. And it really proved to us that wheel watchers can cook, let me tell you. We needed to get larger size pants or something after all that tasting. It was not an easy job.
Really?
So the book is basically everything from appetizers through desserts, and all quick, easy, one recipe to a page. Everything you can get at your local supermarket. And, of course, we have some of Vanna's recipes in there. She grew up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Her grandmother was a great cook. Her mom was a great cook, and it passed on to Vanna. And she loves to cook, so she shares.
I love it. I'm looking at one page I opened up to her, and, of course, I'm like a soup lover. Chad, do you like soup?
I do.
Oh,
yes.
My God. I'm telling you, it's, and ABC soup, delicious veggie soup. I love it. She's got the letters in there.
It is. It's funny because when we first made that and we shared it with the group out there, Harry Friedman, the executive producer, said, with each sip of this, the answer to the puzzle board is right at the tip of your tongue. Because the letters are right in the soup. And they're fun. I mean, it's great recipes done in a fun way. So whether you like to cook or you just love Wheel of Fortune, this cookbook is so much fun. It's one of those books you can curl up with and read.
Oh, I like it. So did everybody offer their own recipes to it?
So we reached out to the Wheel of Fortune staff and crew, and we put many of their recipes in the book as well, besides Pat and Vanna. We have the recipe winners from the Wheel of Fortune recipe contest, plus a lot of those. And if you've watched the show, a lot of the contestants that are the amazing letter solvers, where there's like one letter and they'll say, oh, I know that, that's new baby buggy or champion match, and there's only one letter up there. We reached out to some of these people who have become celebrities on their own just from being on the show and got some of their favorite recipes as well and wove their story as well as the recipe into the book.
All right. And so, you know, obviously you had to deal with Pat and Vanna on this. Are they as nice as seem on TV?
Well, I have to tell you, they're actually nicer than they seem on TV.
Oh.
They are so warm and friendly and welcoming. You know, again, I've watched the show for years, like so many of, you know, so many of us across America, and they are just sweethearts, warm, down to earth. Just what you see on TV, but even nicer.
I love when that's how it is, you know. So let me ask you, Howard, and I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And we've got a great show ahead of us. And I do want to remind you that we were here from 6 to 7, if you weren't already awake. And of course, we're talking with Howard Rosenthal, Wheel of Fortune collectible cookbook. What is your favorite holiday? Because we are kind of getting into that holiday season now. What would be your favorite recipe?
Well, we did a sweet potato bake, but instead of the traditional sweet potatoes that we all have, sweet potato casseroles, and maybe we'll melt mini marshmallows, we did a toasted sweet potato round where we actually took the sweet potatoes and seasoned them with a little brown sugar and butter, baked them off, and then topped them with mini marshmallows and finished them under the broiler. They almost look like a s'more sweet potato bake. Everyone gets their own little individual one. Really fun, easy to do for the holidays. So, again, you can get the recipe. You can get the cookbook within a couple days. You can go on to MrFood.com or WheelOfFortune.com and just click on the little icon. The books can be shipped out as soon as can be, probably the next day, and you'll still have it in plenty of time for Thanksgiving or Christmas and gift giving.
Sounds good.
So you can grab the recipe right there as well. Lots of fun desserts as well. We do a baked apple crumble pie, which is to die for. I mean, apples are at their all-time peak from the Northwest right now. They're just so good.
I actually have an apple tree, and I've been made my own apple sauce. And so,
oh,
yeah,
nice.
No, it's really good. There's nothing better than, you know, taking it right off the tree and being able to use it. So, Howard, tell everybody a little bit about all your other books. I know you've been on my show before, and just you've got an assortment of so many books.
We have done quite a few books over the years, and Slow Cooker has been, we did a Slow Cooker Pressure Cooker combo book last year that was a huge success.
I don't think I have that book, do I?
Oh, well, we're just
yeah,
have
you
to
need to
set.
Yeah,
one,
please.
Two,
you know, there is something really scary about a pressure cooker.
You know, the new ones are so safe.
Oh, they are. Okay.
And the electric ones, you know, we all have the vision of grandma's walking things that looks like it's going to explode.
Exactly.
The electric digital ones are so simple to use. Plug them in. You can have a great meal in 7 to 8 minutes that would take typically.
That is like my time, my speed right there.
We don't have time these days to cook the way we'd like to, but we want the taste.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so please, we'll have to have you back on to talk about those because, to me, that, you know, it's like you're busy all day. You get it out. You kind of like, oh, is there anything else I need? And then you come home and you throw it in.
Right.
You know?
You know, it's either that or we have the slow cooker side.
Somewhere. And that's my other favorite is to start it in the morning, come home, your whole house is all scented and you're ready to go.
Right, because, I mean, who wants to start cooking after a long day at work?
Exactly.
Talking to people like me and stuff, I mean, that's not easy.
There you go.
So we also have had tremendous success with our diabetic cookbooks. We've teamed up with the American Diabetes Association, and we have had two of the best-selling cookbooks under the diabetes world, really, in the last 2 years. One is called Hello Taste, Goodbye Guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Again, quick, easy recipes, things that make sense. A lot of times we see a diabetic cookbook, and all of a sudden, you know, people have, you know, their salads and stir fries. Well, that's kind of obvious. I mean, you would expect that. We like to put in things that you would think that you can't eat, but we have found a trick to make it so you can. And that's really, I think, our success.
I love it. Where do we find your book, Howard?
You can find all of our books on MrFood.com.
Okay.
And you can click right there. There's a shop page and all of our books there, the Wheel of Fortune book. Is discounted right now for the holidays, so our goal is really to get it into people's hands so they can enjoy it and they could be saying, ooh, it's
okay,
good.
Well, very good. And, of course, we're getting into the holidays. Happy holidays, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Pleasure.
All right, we are going to take a really quick break, but I've got some giveaways, of course. And December 5th, we've got Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair. And, of course, it all starts at 4 o'clock. And, oh, my God, it's like you're going to be able to have a glass of wine in your hand. You know, now you're coming out to Ventura. But, yeah, it's sampling amazing wines all the way down downtown Ventura. So we've got a couple passes here and gift certificates. So call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this. It's Ventura Winter Wine Walk. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of the 805. And, of course, I have Chad Atkins here from PawWorks. How are you?
I'm exhausted.
I'm sure. God, I can't wait to tell everybody about PawWorks, and I'm so excited to partner up with you guys.
I know. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. I do want to give something away, and, of course, we always are giving something away. You know what? I'm doing a hair therapy, and that's a $75 value with me, and it's actually at my new suite, and I'd love to get somebody in there and really help them to look good, feel good, and do good. And so call us right now. For any of you that are just new and maybe just starting to listen to my show, I'm actually a hair therapist, and I'd love to share some of that with you. And of course, I always believe if you look good, you feel good, and you do good. So it's all about having really good hair. And so call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, when Dan Borgstrom was here from Bringing Home Christmas, he actually gave us a bunch of stuff to give away. That was really cool. And so I've got Christmas trees and some wreaths, and I would love to have everybody call in, get your name and your number, and just say Bringing Home Christmas, and you'll be entered to win some of those great gifts. So call 419-0008, 419-0008. I want to get everybody into the holiday,
And you know, Kim, I actually want to throw something in with the person who wins your hair. salon. I actually would like to throw in two tickets to our I'll Be Home for Christmas at the Civic Center Arts Plaza.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they can
awesome.
Look good, feel fabulous, and then come to our show.
Oh, I love it. What date is that?
That is December 16th at 7 p.m. Okay. And it'll be hosted by Regan Burns from Disney's Dog with a Blog. Kaylee Cuoco will actually be guest appearing.
Oh, I love that. All right. So again, 419-0008, 419-0008. I love to have you guys all attend all that. It's such a great cause. There's just so many great things that you guys are doing. First of all, again, for anybody that's just tuning in, we've got Chad Atkins in our studio here.
We do. It's my first time.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I know. So tell us a little bit about kind of your journey, Paw Works.
It's a crazy journey. So for about 10 years, I was a dog walker, doggy daycare, boarding facility. I started in San Francisco. Then I moved out here to Ventura, and I came with my way. We wanted to start a family, wanted to slow down. So that's what we decided to do. I started the business out here, and one of my clients was actually working for a nonprofit animal rescue here in Ventura County. Mm-hmm. I had done some, I wouldn't say wonders with her dog, but he needed a lot of socialization.
Are you like the whisper?
I'm not. I don't claim to be a trainer. Okay. I don't, but I have good intuition. I have a good energy.
You're very passionate about what you do.
I am, and I have that calmer energy. I am a, you know, if you believe in the signs, I'm a Libra.
Okay.
So I'm very balanced.
Yeah.
So my energy never goes up or down. So I worked with her dog. She wanted me to come help her at the rescue she was working at the time. And I went there, I said, okay, I'll donate 5-10 hours because it was a nonprofit. That quickly turned into 40-50 hours a week. And I was like, I can't do my job and help you. And I love what I'm doing right now. So I basically proposed a job and they accepted it.
It's almost like be careful what you ask for, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I became the shelter manager for this rescue for about 3 months. And, you know, we decided to go different directions. And January 17th of 2014, a month after I left the rescue, we paired up. She wasn't real happy where she was at either. We paired up and we decided to make Ventura County no kill.
I love it. I love it. I'm really a partner with Ventura County.
Yes,
too.
They're
yeah.
great.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So that was all kind of your doing?
It was. You know, they had been working for many years on moving in that direction, but they just needed that help. They needed that 5 or 10% because if people don't know what live release rate is and what no-kill means by the numbers, it's 90% live release or above, and that means 90% of the dogs or cats that go into the shelter actually are out of the shelter alive. They don't get euthanized for whatever,
which
severe medical, severe behavioral.
So much to me. I love that. Yeah.
So since January 17th, on a yearly average, Ventura County has been no kill.
That's awesome.
So we're almost in the second year of no kill, and it's the second county, but largest county in California.
Wow. Good for you guys.
So,
I mean, and that just says a lot. You know, it's you know, I am an animal lover, so that's just a given right there. And animals, you know, are unconditional lovers.
They do. And you know what? It's like there are some that are hardwired
yeah.
not quite right. But,
yeah.
you know, for the majority, 99% of them, it's how they're raised.
I yeah.
mean, my son was adopted. Love him dearly. He is the spitting image of us.
Because he mirrors who you guys are.
And he does.
Yeah.
And I mean, we see things in him that aren't necessarily us, like hair color or something like that. But he is, his mannerisms, the things he says, and animals are the same way. They take us on.
Yeah.
And if you're cruel to them, they're going to be cruel.
Mm.
And if they, you know, if you hurt them, they will be shy or they'll be scared or they'll bite you.
Yeah.
You know, so it's what we do to our animals.
You know, it's interesting, Chad, as you're saying this, my daughter, we always adopted all of our babies.
Yes.
I used to call my babies, right? But our animals. And there's one, he's just this little one, Tuxedo. He was so scared.
Yeah.
He was so, you know, he was like, I think 2 pounds. And they said he was going to be a lab. I'm like, really? You know, but anyway. anyways, he's still very little, and he was so, we almost like, if you're blonde, be careful. If you're a girl, you know, I mean, he kind of like, he really had his, like, his agenda of who he couldn't be around. And now we just had a party at our house, and everybody's like, what has happened to him? He's finally, like, relaxed, you know, and it took a long time.
It does, because we, you know, the reason, when people ask me a lot of times, why did I start this, and what drew me to it, is I'm, you know, I'm being the scales, the Libra in me, you know, I want justice for everybody, and especially those who can't speak for themselves.
And that's so animals. So,
and
right
that's
there.
Animals. Yeah. They can't tell you what happened to them. They can't tell you who hurt them or what was, you know, why they have that broken hip. You know, it seems like maybe someone kicked them or stepped on them or hurt them. They can't tell you that. All they can tell you is by their actions. So you read into that, and you hopefully you do the best you can, and you try to give them the best life you can. And that's what we do. We want to make, you know, rescue animals hip and cool.
So as we're moving into that, so what is the mission of PawWorks?
Well, the mission was, when we started, was we partner with city and county shelters to assist them in becoming no-kill. That's our main mission. But basically, we want to, like I said, we want to make animals hip and cool. We want to make the rescue community.
So cool.
We want to make them be no longer second-class citizens. They want, you know, you go and spend $1,500 on a designer dog or a breeding dog, and you think you have this perfect animal. But in all reality, those animals tend to live less. They tend to have more medical problems than the mixed breeds that we have all in the shelter. So when you go in there and you have this ugly-faced, what we think is adorable now, but ugly-faced, you know, crazy-haired.
Well, you see all those pictures now of, you know, I love that, where they barely have any hair and it's all.
And there's no reason they shouldn't be wearing a, you know, $150 designer little jacket for them, you know.
So is this what you do at PawWorks?
This is what we do. We're very, we believe in being upscale, you know, putting a different image on the animal. I don't want you to come in and feel, you know, people don't like going to the shelter. It's depressing. It's sad, you know, for as hard as they work, and they do work very hard.
I know.
They do everything they can. There's still, you know, there's still disease in there. There's still urine and feces.
Stigma.
There's still a stigma there. There's no matter how hard they try, there's only so many people that can help. I mean, right now, Ventura County has, I believe, close to 500 animals.
Yeah. So do you take some of those animals?
We take those animals.
And then you pretty them up?
We pretty them up. We take them to the vet. We get them all groomed up, and we present them to the public.
And then
for adoption.
Yeah. And you can't even know that they came from where they came from.
Absolutely not. And people, that sounds easy, but that's a huge process. I mean, it's man hours. It's, there's only so many volunteers that can help. You have to have employees. You know, our rescue right now is spending over $400,000 a year to do what we do, and saving about 700 animals a year. That's where we're at about right now.
That is crazy. So, I want to talk about, you have a grand opening.
We do. We will be opening our new store in the next few days.
Okay.
It's going to be soft, so we're just figuring it all out. We have a new element called the Loft. It's going to be upscale resale boutique, so for lack of a better word, it's a thrift store, but very high-end, trendy, cool designs. You walk in my store and you never think it was a thrift store.
You never think it was a thrift store, and it's beautiful, I have to say. I was shocked when I walked in.
So we're really excited about that, but our grand opening is December 5th, and that's going to be at the Pacific View Mall, our new store, PawWorks. We're upper level by JCPenney's and Dairy Queen.
I love it. Can't wait to see it.
So it's going to be fun.
There you go. Will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break.
Absolutely.
But when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about, how all the dogs that you, or cats or animals that you have. And do you do cats?
We do cats.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to find out. Maybe we can get some new homes for some,
that
some
would
of
be
our
wonderful.
Listeners right now. All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And I'd love to give something away. How about a Paul Martin's? I've got a Paul Martin's gift certificate. Have you ever been to Paul Martin's?
I have not
oh,
yet.
Oh, my God, Chad.
I've been everywhere around Paul Martin's.
I'm telling you. Do you like a skirt steak?
I do.
They have the best. Oh, my God. But all their stuff, it's all just made from scratch, and it's...
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, no, it's a really
good
place.
Maybe I'll take those.
I'm telling you. There you go.
Can I call in?
There you go. Run out. Wait, come back here. All right. Anyways, call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. We've got Paul Martin's on the giveaway right now. Of course, we've got a hair therapy with me. That's a $75 value. We've got tickets to...
I'll Be Home for Christmas with Kaylee Cuoco and Regan Burns.
And that's over at the Civic Arts Plaza, right?
It is, on December 16th at 7 p.m.
Ooh, all right. I can't wait for that. All right. And, of course, we've got Ventura Winter Wine Walk, and that's a holiday street fair. And, of course, that's December 5th in the day. And then you kind of head over to the, right? So
yep,
there you go.
Got
there lots go. Of stuff happening. It's going to start getting crazy again. I love it.
I know. How many days away are we?
I know. Don't even go there. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When you call in, just leave us your name and your number and what giveaway you're calling about. And one of our guests and one of our team members will get back with you. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of the 805. I've got Chad Atkins here from Power.
Yes, you do. Yeah, thank you for having me again.
Of course. And you know what? Now you have actually two locations. So talk about the other location, too.
Well, I was talking about the other location, the one that's opening on December 5th.
Correct.
But so the one that we currently have is at the Oaks Mall. And what that is an adoption center and a boutique. So you go in there, if you're looking for a dog or a cat, you can come in, look at it, meet them, take them for a walk, spend some time with them. And then if you decide to adopt, what we do is we have the contract, we do the adoption fee, and then we do a home check. But within that, you can actually buy all your bowls, your new leashes, everything. And everything goes back to the foundation.
And it's so fashionable.
Yes.
I mean, everything there is so fashionable.
Thank
I
you.
That.
I appreciate that because I do all the purchasing.
Do you? You could totally tell. I love it. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this is really, and you would never, ever think, I mean, it's a boutique.
And that's what we wanted. We wanted people, we want people to look at animals as high-end, upscale. We want them to treat them like their family.
I love that.
You don't take your kids to just anywhere. You know, you give them the best that you can, and that's what we want.
Yeah, and of course, with all the dog, parks and everything, there's things are I mean, sometimes you buy nicer things for your kids and your animals than you do for yourself.
That
right?
is true.
Yeah. Now, do you have animals besides your animals at...
That's a loaded question.
I know. How many do you take home?
I have not adopted any from Pawworks. But I actually have 7 dogs myself.
Oh, my God, you
But
do.
I live on 2 acres, and yeah. I live in an incorporated area,
yeah,
so it's legal.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh, my God, like you just said that on air. No, right? Yeah.
So I have 7 dogs. I actually have a barn cat because we're very up in the feral cat.
Right.
She's not feral, but she was semi-feral when we got her. She's super sweet now. But we have a barn cat. We have a peacock. We have a chicken, a rooster, and a horse, and a 7-year-old son.
Oh, my so, gosh. You guys are...
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah,
so it's
say,
all there.
There you go. That's awesome. So question, what is the loft like? Is it going to be the same as the Thousand Oaks?
There will be the same element, but like I said, there will be the upscale resale boutique part of it. We'll be selling men's, women's, children's clothing, accessories.
Oh.
There'll also be home goods there. So you'll walk in and... Someone said you don't even realize you're walking into a thrift store because you just feel like you're on in a boutique type feel.
That's, so Chad, if somebody like donates stuff to
yes.
you and maybe it's a little more gently worn, not so much, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's happened.
Okay.
And then we actually donate it to Goodwill.
Oh, so it's a
so
win-win.
It's a win-win for all of us
okay.
because we don't want to just throw it away or anything like that, you know, unless there's trash, of course. But we always make sure there's a use for it.
Wow, you guys are growing so fast.
22 months, and our second store is opening very, very soon. So yes, it's a whirlwind.
Yeah, wow. Why do you think you guys are growing so fast? What do you contribute it to?
You know, one thing that I realize in the rescue community is we're all heart. Many of us are, that's all we have is heart. And we follow our heart on everything we do. And we don't think about the financial consequences of it. When we started this business, and I call it a business because that's what it is, we realized that we have to become sustainable. Being a nonprofit, you have to make money. And as much as we rely on our donations and our donors, that can't be the end all. You have to create businesses that generate income and give back to your foundation. So that's what we've done. So right now we have the Pawworks Boutique at the Oaks Mall, and we're about to open the new one at the Pacific View Mall. And all these dedicated money goes directly back to the foundation. People don't realize I don't take a salary. I make nothing off Pawworks. I've made not $1 off Pawworks.
I can't believe
Christina
that.
Morgan, my business partner, has not made $1 off Pawworks. My employees get paid more than me, but I put in 10, 12 hours a day because I know what I'm doing is the right thing. It's the right path for me. And everything is paying off. And there will be the reward at the end of the day.
I totally agree. I know. Tom, we could relate to that a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
I know. I mean, you know, you kind of, you know, when I started doing this, I was like, you know, so you just keep giving back and showing up every day. And
you know
that you're a voice for, you know, a lot of people and my show helps. And that's
absolutely.
It's the same thing. And sometimes you kind of go, you know, let me knock myself on the head and make sure.
I've had those discussions.
I know. Yeah. But when I hear other people doing what you're so passionate about and this is what I'm so passionate about. When my husband goes, honey, how many more events are you going to go to this week? You know,
yeah.
But I love it. It's something that I know that I'm on the right direction. And that's kind of what you're saying, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're, like I said, we're 22 months old and we're excited because we're about to do the Fox show on Saturday. We're taping it.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
Last year it was Cause for Pause or Pause for Cause. Excuse me. I'm probably slaughtering it. But this year they're having it again and it's pre-filmed. So it's being filmed, and we're going to be one of the rescues featured on it.
That's awesome.
So things are paying off. All the hard work is paying off, and all it does is help more animals.
I love it.
It's not like we are pocketing the money that we get, and all this hard work is, oh, pat me on the back. No, it's every single time we rescue.
Just keeps going back.
We adopt out 5 animals. We go pull 5 more.
Okay, so let's talk about some animals right
yes.
now. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And, of course, we have guests from all over the world. You never know who we're going to talk to. And I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. And not only that, is we've got our podcast that you can listen to all of our shows there on Kim Pagano Show. And not only that, you can get our newsletter that goes out every week. Find out about all the things
yes,
that are happening.
Yes, I get that. I get that every week.
There you go. So you're in it this week.
I am.
So, but we are talking with Chad Atkins right now, and we're talking about PawWorks. And so, what are some of the animals right now that if somebody's looking for you know, maybe a new present for somebody, or maybe just an unconditional best friend? To me, that's what my animals are to me.
Well, I have to warn everybody, presents with animals are not the best
thing. No, they're
thing.
Not. But you bring them in and you agree to them, then
yes. And that's the good thing about being in rescue is I'm not looking at my bottom line. So whenever we do an adoption, you know, we always make sure the whole family's there, mom and dad, because we've had mom's veto or dad's veto. But some of the great little ones we have right now, we have them, they're the Kardashians. So we have Chloe and Scott and Rob, and they're little Norwich Terrier puppies. They're about 8 to 10 weeks old, and they're actually adoptable at the Oaks Mall right now, the three of them. They're super cute. They're about 2 or 3 pounds, so wiggly,
maybe
squirmy.
Maybe I shouldn't ask this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no,
I'm
they're
like
adorable.
Okay.
They are ready, and their little brother Brody got adopted.
Okay.
Now they're just being left there, and they're waiting, and they snuggle every morning
Aww.
In their little bed all together because they just need their forever home.
You know what? Will you give me a picture so that we can post this on our Facebook?
Oh, I'll give you three pictures.
Okay, there you go. Okay, what else?
What else? Let's see. We have Lucian. Lucian is our feisty little chihuahua.
Now, do you name all these guys?
Not all of them, but yeah, we come up with some crazy names.
Okay.
And after a while, you have to start Googling names,
yeah,
boy names, or do the different things. But Lucian actually was adopted last October when we were doing mobile events before we had our store, which opened November 1st at the Oaks Mall, and adopted, kept for a year. And then all of a sudden, because we always have 100% guarantee that we'll take our animals back, the woman called us up and said she no longer could take care of him.
Really?
Which breaks our heart. You know, if people think they don't have owner surrenders and rescues and that we're 100% always right, we're not. So we took the we took him back, little Lucian. He's about 4 years old, super sweet, just wants to be held. But he has that feisty chihuahua personality, he wants to be top dog.
So he's a loner.
No. He does. He's in our pen every day, so he's doing good. But
good.
He just wants to be the top dog.
Okay. He needs a lot of love.
He does.
Okay.
So also we have Hershey Kiss. Again, another sad story. She was adopted last summer from us, and the family had a situation where they're having a lawsuit with their home, and she was involved. The dog was involved. So I won't tell more details, but it was not her doing. But the landlords made the owners give away Hershey Kiss back to us. She's actually a 8-year-old pit bull.
Oh, okay.
All white, super sweet. We call her Cow, even though her name is Hershey Kiss. She's
right.
A big girl.
Right.
But all she wants to do is lay on the couch and love you. And she's been back with us for about 2 months. So she's looking for her forever home, too.
Okay. And, you know, I kind of want to just talk a little bit about that. You know, they have a kind of a stigma to their names, right?
They do.
But I have to tell you, my daughter's got one. And, oh, my God, just the sweetest. It's really about how they've been treated, correct?
Well, it's nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
It's true. You treat them badly. And the problem is they get a bad rap because they're so overbred the past decade.
Right.
And that they are large breed dogs. Any large breed dog can do more damage than not. But statistically, the dog that bites the most is a Chihuahua.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Pit bulls are like 8th.
Okay.
They're not even like 2nd, 3rd, 4th. They're like number 8 of the most bites worldwide, or I think it's nationwide.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense. It's just, especially in California, they've been so overbred, and it's unfortunate. And then they get that stigma because when they do damage, unfortunately, they do more damage because they are a large breed dog.
Correct. Wow. Huh. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. This is really the brighter side of life. When you get an animal that you love and that you makes you actually get out of the house and take a walk, and really there's so many things that that you can do nowadays, right,
oh,
with your
yeah.
animals. I mean, it's really like an animal world now.
You know, California, or at least where we have lived, I've lived in San Francisco. San Francisco is very animal friendly, and then Ventura County has been very animal friendly, which is great. There still are those areas out there that are not, and until we get rid of BSL, which is breed, you know, select legislation,
correct,
we're going to still have problems in certain areas, but it's getting better, and it's better and better every year.
Well, I love it. We're going to take a really quick break.
Absolutely.
And then we'll come back and kind of talk about some of the success stories. And of course, give out your website.
It's www.pawworks.org, PAWWORKS.org.
There you go. All right. As we are going to take a really quick break, I have some tickets to the Addams Family, and that is all the way through December 6th. And we've got tickets to the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. We'd love to get those with somebody out there. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show today. And again, that's going to be some of my best of interviews. I've got Chef George Duran, who's going to be joining me on some fast and easy meal solutions. Also Dr. Ann Riley, she's going to be talking about childhood cancer awareness, and then also Mary Jean Tully, and that's Tully Luxury Travel. So, and of course, right now we're talking about PawWorks here with Chad Atkins, and oh my God, what an amazing job. And you know, if you're, you know, over by the Ventura Pacific View Mall, definitely step into the loft over there, right?
Yep.
Is that what it's called, the loft?
No, it's called PawWorks.
Okay.
But the resale boutique part is the loft at PawWorks. Okay. You know, we can't take the loft because it's already trademarked from somebody else.
Yeah.
But, you know,
you
can steal it without... Stop making money on
it. Okay, sure, Chad. Okay, God, you're killing me. I love it. And, of course, over in Thousand Oaks at the, right over actually where I was over at Movie Call, it's right downstairs right there.
Yeah, it's on the outdoor portion, right by the water fountain of the Oaks Mall.
Another beautiful upscale, you know, store. So, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I bet. So tell us, give us some details about I'll Be Home for Christmas holiday next month.
So I came up with this crazy idea to...
Of course you did. Really?
Over the summer, we were doing mobile adoption events for Cabrillo Music Theater when they were having one of their musicals. And I thought, wouldn't this be great? Because I saw all the people. It was a different crowd. I'm always looking how to reach my arms out into the world and get more people to know who PawWorks is, because that's how I can save more animals. So I came up with the crazy idea to put on a basically, for lack of a better word, it's a variety show. There's going to be a Conejo Players Theater is producing and directing it, and many of their stars are going to be singing in it. Cabrillo Music Theater, the kids and the teens are probably going to also be singing in it. We have Pam Rossi's Dance 10 is going to be doing
it. Do you know that's where my daughter actually went to school like a year? Like she's 30-something now and, you know? Yeah,
so,
Pam, that school's a great school.
Oh, she's great. And they're going to be doing a couple dance scenes. And then we have a band out of L.A. In Malibu area called 5 AM. And then it's going to be hosted with Regan Burns. He does all of our events. He's great MC. And then we're going to have a special appearance from Kaylee Cuoco. So we're really, really excited. It's two acts, about 45 minutes each. So think of a regular music type fun holiday event. There's a VIP party if you sign up beforehand. And we have a whole theater to fill, so 390 tickets. So you can actually go either on our Facebook page, which is Paw Works, and there's a link to Ticketmaster. We're up and coming. We're on Ticketmaster now. So
nice.
It's no longer, you know, small school here. So you can Google Paw Works on Ticketmaster as well. So that's how you find the link.
That's very cool. Very cool. So again, how can our listeners help, like donate, and learn more about Paw
You know, there's Works? So much you can do. People always wonder, well, I don't have that kind of money, or I don't have that much time. You know, just if you follow us on Facebook, share our posts. You know, we're always pulling medical cases and we need help with. Or sometimes we need a foster. Maybe you are a stay-at-home mom and you have the time to just give a dog cage rest or a cat cage rest. You can always foster for us. Donating always. It's not just money. It's services. It's good. It's in-kind donations. Now that we have the boutique, we can take clothing donations if you call us. I have no problem giving my cell phone number out because everybody has it. It's everywhere. So if you have any kind, anything outside of the box, I'm always open to. You know, we just like any business, we need legal services, we need accounting services, we need computer services. So there's everything we need. I mean, if you think of it, we need it.
Wow, that's pretty easy. I mean, yeah. you know, really, because my favorite saying in life is many hands make little work.
Yep.
And that truly serves purpose in your business and what you guys are doing. So
I think it truly, when you look at the big picture, it helps any business. It helps any service, any business, any nonprofit. People just think that we're just giving a handout. But again, we have to be sustainable in order to be able to do what we're doing.
Right, right. How many animals actually go through Paw Works?
It's about 700 a year we save, and that's through...
700 a year,
about
wow.
700. So that's either through adoptions. We also do transports. We charter a private plane, and it flies out to Washington with a sister rescue that we work with. And it's a humane society, so they adopt out through there. So anytime we do that, it's about 20 to 25 dogs that go up, sometimes cats as well.
Wow.
We also do rescue-to-rescue transfers, and we do the barn cat program. So
what's the barn cat program?
What many people don't realize is most places, most shelters, city and county, with feral cats, they euthanize them. Because what do you do with a feral cat? Many places nowadays are actually working to do a TNR, which is a trap, neuter, release, and you basically trap them, neuter them, and then release them back into their wild. But there are those cats that you don't know where they came from. Someone just drops them off or whatever. So the barn cat program is basically they're feral. They come in, they get tested, they get neutered or spayed, they get all their vaccines, and then we release them into a system where they go out into the wilderness, like someone who has a ranch and wants rodent control. So you acclimate them for 2 to 3 weeks in your barn with food, water, and a litter box, which they probably won't even use because they don't know how to use it. And then after 2 or 3 weeks, you open the doors and you let them run. And just like with any animal or anything, they're used to going back and forth. So they'll go back for food and water and shelter, and then they'll go out and hunt.
That's interesting.
The alternative to that is that we euthanize them.
So forget it, yeah.
But what's worse about feral cats is that it's not a process like you think with dogs where you get they go to sleep. No, they're stuck in a cage because you can't hold them. And they're usually screaming and clawing and hissing, and you have to jab them with a needle.
Oh.
One needle.
Right.
And you give them the dose that to stop their heart. And it can take up to 5 to 10 minutes to kill a feral cat in a small cage. So people don't realize this. That's the alternative.
Wow. So I kind of like what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
other places do this?
There are other places that have started implementing this. Ventura County had this. The shelter had it. It just wasn't working very well. So we asked to take it over when we started with them. And last year we did over 200 feral cats. This year we're
200 feral cats. Yeah. Wow, that's a lot.
This year we've done about 80 to 90 feral cats into the program. That's because they've started a new system as well with the trap neuter release, where they release them back to where they found them, which because that's where they know how to get food and shelter.
Right.
Is if you're in a neighborhood, you don't want to have more cats, but it's not fair to kill them.
No.
You know, someone said something wrong, so why is it the cat's fault?
No. Oh, you guys are full of heart, full of heart. I love it. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. We have so many things that we are giving away. Just call in, leave us your name and your number, and mention some of these great things that we've got going on. Gosh, I'm telling you, you know, we've got... let's do Pete's Breakfast House. How about that? We'll throw that out right now at, again, 419-0008. Tell us some of your favorite success stories that PawWorks has.
Probably my favorite right now, just because it's so current, is we had a dog named Chester. And Chester came to us about 9 months ago.
What kind of dog is Chester?
He's a little Norwich Terrier, and he came to us paralyzed. So yes, he was completely paralyzed on the back end, and he went into foster. We found this foster that would love him and give him the home that he needed for the time being. And we started him on medication. So a lot of times when you find dogs that are paralyzed, it's just because they're having a swelling towards their somewhere in their spine. So you give them several different anti-inflammatories, medicines, and you see how it works. So what ended up happening was, miraculously, he was taking this. The doctor said he would never walk. After about 2 months, he began walking on his own. Just picked up his legs and walked one day.
Oh, my God.
So the foster kept him for about 9 months, got him really strong. He's healthy. And then we put him out for adoption. He came back to us. He wasn't doing too well because he got attached to his family. But her heart is with fostering. She wants to love him, get him well, and then send him back with the medical ones.
You've got so many people helping you.
But that's not even the end.
What?
So then I get...
Go ahead.
Then I get an email from a Kaylee Cuoco saying that she has a dog that looks just like Chester and she'd love to come meet him.
Oh, my God.
So Chester is now living the high life with Kaylee Cuoco. And from being paralyzed 9 months ago, he's living with an A-list celebrity.
Oh, you're making me tear, I tell you. That's awesome. Question, where do people go to look for all these animals?
For us, on our website is always perfect. It's pawworks.org, PAWWORKS.org. On Facebook, we're very big on social media. You go on Facebook, search for PawWorks, Instagram, Twitter. Or you can come to one of our stores. We're at the Oaks Mall, and then we're going to be at the Pacific View Mall very, very soon.
There you go. I love it. Chad Atkins, thank you so much for sharing all this.
And absolutely.
Thank you for what you're doing. I think you're doing
thank
a great
you.
Job. I really appreciate that.
Well, you're bringing light to everybody.
There you go. I love it. Together, we'll make it happen.
Absolutely.
All right. We are at the end of our show. I'm so glad we've had such great people and such great guests, and I'm so glad that you have tuned in here to the brighter side of the 805. And, of course, I hope that you have an amazing rest of your weekend. Tune in for our 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock show right here. And, of course, we're going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. So with that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We'll talk to you later.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel